This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Welcome, everyone. So we're going to try something new today. Okay? We don't have sheets today. But we're going to begin with the Gemara, Masechta Horiyos, and Daf Yud Beis. So this Shabbos already is Rosh Chodesh Elul. And so begins Zmanei Tshuva. As we know, the Chodesh Tammuz stands for Zmanei Tshuva Mamash Mishin Uban. The times of Tshuva are approaching. Yeah, the camera's not straight. It's not straight.
You're good in the viewfinder.
I'm good? Okay. So Chodesh Tammuz stands for Zmanei Tshuva Mamash Mishin Uban. The times of Tshuva are slowly approaching. And Chodesh Av stands for Elul Ba. Elul is coming. And of course we know Chodesh Elul is the month of Tshuva. There are many Ramazim for Elul. And we know that on Rosh Hashanah, Minog Yisrael, it's already codified in Shulchan Aruch, is we say Simanei Milsa, that the actions we do have a certain mystical portent. In other words, we eat the head of an animal, and with as if to say we want to be L'Roish V'Lay L'Zanov, and we eat various foods as symbolic of what our new year has in store for us. So the Gemara says on Daf Yud Beis in Masechta Horiyos, Amar Rav Ami, Hayman Deboy Leida Imasik Shasei Eloi. If a person wants to know if he's going to live out the year or not, so how do you determine if you're going to be able to live out the year? Says Gemara, Nisli Shraga Basar Yoimid Ben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. She light a candle during the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Bebesa Deloi Noshev Zika, in a house where the wind doesn't blow. So you light a candle in a house where the wind doesn't blow. E mashach nahira neda the masik shase. If the candle burns, you know you live out the year. Interesting. The Gemara doesn't say, and if the candle doesn't burn, you won't live out the year. But the Gemara says, if the candle burns, you'll live out the year. Uman deboy lemevad beiska. Somebody who's about to go on a business venture. Uboy le lameda y mitzach iloy mitzach. And he wants to know, will I be successful or not? Says the Gemara, lirbi tarnagoyla. He should raise a chicken. In other words, fatten the chicken. You bring the chicken, potato kugel, kishka, all kinds of food that they serve at a kiddush. Says Gemara, Ish shaman v'shaper mitzlach. If the chicken gets fat, then you'll be successful in the business deal. Hi man, someone who's going on the road, am I going to make it back? Taking a trip, I want to know if I'm going to return. Nekam v'beisa d'chavra. Now this is an interesting expression. Most people misinterpret it. They say, oh, I should stand bebesa dechavra. I should stand in my friend's house. No, dechavra doesn't mean my friend. In a dark house. Ichazi bebaya debaya. If you could see the shadow of your shadow, leida dehadar, you'll make it back. V'asi lebesa. Meaning if you see the shadow of your shadow, by the way, every shadow has a shadow. Right now I'm going like this. And I see the shadow, and then the light is shining on the shadow, so the shadow produces a second shadow. That's the reality of this world. Every shadow has a shadow. So if you go in a dark house, and if you see the shadow of your shadow, you're going to make it back. And says the Gemara, these are all very nice things. V'lav milsahi, don't do them. D'machosha daite, you'll have anxiety. You know, people get very nervous. People are very worried these days. And a person might be scared, oh, maybe the candle went out too early, maybe the chicken is not fat enough, maybe I'm not really seeing the shadow of my shadow. Umisrei mazle, and if you're worried, your mazle will be weakened. But apparently these simanim work. Amar Abaye, hashda da'amrit simanim milsahi. Now that we said that the simanim have a certain compelling nature, la'olam yehi ragil lemechse b'roi shosa, a person should always be accustomed in the beginning of the year to see kara, verubia, karsi, vesilka, vatamri, all of these symbolic fruits. That's the Gemara in Horiyos and Daf Yud Beis. And the Marsha has a very important question here, that this these mysterious practices looking at the candle and seeing if the chicken fattens and seeing the shadow of your shadow, l'chaira, this should fall under the category of nichosh, of divination. We know that one of the lavin in the Torah is Lysinachashu. So how could the Gemara say that one should do this? L'chara, this falls under the category of nichash. Says the Marsha, yesh l'daktik b'divrei ha'mayim razeh me'ikara. Me'ikara amar hayman debay l'meida imasik shayse ilai. Now the first question the Marsha wants to know is, the Gemara says, if you want to know if you're going to make it back or not, the Gemara says, you should light a candle if you're going to live out the year. If the candle burns, then you'll live out the year. The Gemara doesn't say on the flip side, and if the candle doesn't burn, you won't live out the year. The Marsha wants to know, uva'asiya loy ka'amar rak chaluka rishayna. When it actually is practiced, the Gemara only says the first differentiation. The hainu imashach nahara neida demasik shasa. The loy ka'amar, and it doesn't say chaluka shniya, that if the candle doesn't burn, loy masik shasa. And likewise, about if you want to know if you'll be successful, it doesn't say, and if the chicken is not fat, you won't be successful. And the Gemara doesn't say that if you don't see the shadow, you won't return. Furthermore, asked the Marsha, v'yesh lahashav v'zeh, mishum d'l'chayra b'chozeh, yesh boi mishum loi, senachashu. L'chayra, all of these practices are divination, u'me'ezeh tam yehemoter b'chol elu, Tfei, why would these things be more permitted than mipiti nafla mipi? We know if somebody says, my bread fell out of my mouth, so I'm not going to go into this business venture, I'm not going to take advantage of this opportunity, or makli nafla miyadi, tzvi, right? If somebody's, let's say somebody's going to a store, and a black cat passes their way, and they say, you know what? The black cat passed my way, I'm not going to go into the store. I was going to go buy a lottery ticket, which I don't recommend. But somebody's on the way to buy it, and the black cat passes, you know what, I'm not going to win anyway. It's a lav in the Torah. It's a lav in the Torah. Now you have to buy the lottery ticket. Why? You're not going to be superstitious. You know, people say, don't open up an umbrella in the house. Only if you want to. Why not? Why can't you open an umbrella in the house? It's a dumb thing to do, but it's not. You can't be superstitious about it. You're not to walk under a ladder. Yeah, it's not a smart thing to do, but to say you're not allowed to, keilu, it's a bad omen or something, that you're not allowed to do that. You know, now you got to go under the ladder. Now you got to risk your life to go under the ladder. So the Marsha wants to know, if you're not allowed to divine, why are you allowed to do these things? So let's see what Parshas Re'eh has to say about this particular issue. In the beginning of the parasha, it says like this: Re'eh anoichi noisein lefnechem hayoim, bracha uklalat. See that I have given you today blessing and curse. So the pasuk says like this: Es habiracha, the blessing. Es habiracha. Pasuk Chav Zayin says Es habiracha. Asher tishmu al mitzvayis Hashem alekechem asher noichi mitzave eschem hayoim. And then the next pasuk: V'haklala. So it's interesting. The Baal Turim is medayik, that when it comes to bracha, it says the word es. And when it comes to klala, it doesn't say the word es, it says v'ha klala. Says the Baal Turim, b'bracha is amar es, lashon riboy. By the bracha it says es, a language of inclusion. Ki loy nafal davar echad mikol devaray hatoiv. Nothing has fallen by the wayside from all the good things Hashem promised us. In other words, when it comes to blessing, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of blessing in this world. There's tremendous bracha. There's tremendous bounty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on us. However, when it comes to klala, yes, not everything in this world is rosy, but whatever is difficult and hard is limited. In other words, we're enunciating the following principle, and that is, in this world, most things, overwhelming majority of things, are l'toiva. Now, why is that the case? Why are most things in this world l'toiva? And we're going to learn from the Rambam in the Mar Nevuchim, or the Rambam in the Mar Nevuchim, and this is something Rabbi Victor Miller, Tzedakah Baruch Hu, would say over very often, that the Rambam makes a very powerful observation about the nature of this world. Now there's a pasuk in Eicha. Mipi al yoin lo yseitse harais v'hatoiv. Got it? Mipi al yoin lo yseitse, from on high it does not emanate harais, the bad, v'hatoiv, and the good. So if this pasuk is translated literally, it's heretical. From on high it does not emanate the bad and the good. So I thought God runs the world. I thought everything emanates from Hashem. Hashem boirei u'manig l'chal habruim. What does the pasuk mean? What does Yirmiyahu Navi mean? Mi pi elyon loiseitze harois v'hatoiv. So there's a commentary on Eicha called the Palgei Mayim, written by the Baal Nesivos HaMishpat. And the Palgei Mayim says something incredible. Palgei Mayim says, mi pi elyon loiseitze harois v'hatoiv. The truth is, there are a lot of things that don't emanate from God. Number one, if a person doesn't have Avera. Say a person doesn't have Avera. Person speaks Lashon Hara. Person wears shatness. Person talks by davening. So, God didn't do it. The Ribbono Shel Olam did it. The person made the bad choice to sin. The Ribbono Shel Olam did not compel him. The Ribbono Shel Olam did not encourage him. The Ribbono Shel Olam left him in his own domain and gave him the flexibility to make a choice. So, mi pi elyon lo yaseitze hara. The evil did not emanate from God. It emanated from the person himself. On the other hand, if a person does a mitzvah, let's say a person refrained from speaking Lashon Hara, refrained from wearing shatness, refrained from talking by davening. God didn't do that either. The person mustered up the inner discipline and he was attentive to the Yetzer HaTov and he decided to make the right choice. If somebody came to share this morning, nobody forced you, unless your wife kicked you out of the house, of course. But at least you were smart enough to marry her. And so you made the right choice, right? But when a person does a mitzvah, it is solely their decision. It is solely in the domain of their free choice, their bechira chafshis. So the truth is, mi pi elyon lo yaseitze the ra and the toiv. So why by the ra does it say hara ois, lashon rabim? And by the toiv, it doesn't say mi pi elyon lo yaseitze hara ois v'hatoiv ois. It says hara ois v'hatoiv. Says the Nesivos HaMishpat, a very important yesod. Says that there's a difference between punishment and reward. God does not punish. God never punished anybody. Nothing bad in this world comes from God. The concept is like this. When a person does an Avera, the Avera itself punishes. Meaning when a person does an Avera, he creates an angel. He creates a malach, which is a destructive malach. This malach has sharp teeth in the front that look like he's a shark, and he looks like he's a demon, and the malach has some kind of weapon, and the malach comes, the avera itself comes back to haunt the person and to punish the person. That's why punishment is finite, because punishment doesn't come from the Almighty. Punishment comes from the sin. The sin itself creates the punishment. And therefore, punishment is finite because the sin is finite. It's conducted and performed by a Basar Adam. Masha'in kein a mitzvah, the reward is infinite. Why is the reward infinite? Because it's not that the mitzvah itself rewards you, God rewards you. And God is infinite, so the mitzvah is infinite. The Gemara says in Erevin, Schara b'hai amaleka, there's no reward in this world. You know, often a person thinks, I'm going to do a mitzvah, and I'm going to be successful in this world. No promises. There's no reward in this world. There might be side benefits, perks, insurance, you know, extra days off. But you could get side benefits. You could get peros by the mazah. There's no reward in this world. Schara b'hai amaleka. Those are the last words of Parshas Vaschanan. Hayoim la'asoysam u'machar l'kabal scharam. Why is there no reward in this world? Because the reward is infinite, because reward comes from the Almighty. So there's nothing in this world, there's no currency in this world that's great enough to be used as reward. So schar b'hayam aleka.
So what's the function from God?
God's function is to reward you. Well, to reward you.
Well, he doesn't do nothing. He doesn't do
so he doesn't do your averos, and he doesn't do your mitzvahs?
Frankenstein creates his own monster.
Exactly.
That's what you said.
That's
right?
What I said.
So what does God do? He sits there and what?
And he watches you choose your path. That's why we read in Parshas Re'eh. Re'eh anoichi noisein lefneichem hayoim. I placed it all in front of you. Bracho klala. You choose your own path.
So
you choose. Okay. So listen. So the pasuk means like this, says the Nesivos. Mipi elyon loiseitze. From on high it does not emanate. Hara'ois. The evils. Not the avera. And not the oinish. And not the punishment. V'hatoiv. It doesn't emanate from God. The mitzvah. But the reward, it does emanate from God. The reward is infinite. So it comes out, there are three things that don't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two of them are Hara'is, the Avera, and the punishment for the Avera. And the Hatoiv is the Maisa Mitzvah. But the reward for a Mitzvah does come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. In fact, the Vilna Gaon writes in Mishlei, on the Pasuk, Megoiras Rasha Tivayehu. The fright and the dread of a person will come back to him. Meaning when a person does an Avera, it's not the pshat, a person goes an Avera and then the Ribbono Shel Olam punishes. Baruch Hashem never punishes. Baruch Hashem never punished. In fact, nothing evil ever emanated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avera itself has the capacity to come back. The Avera is a living, is an entity. When you do the Avera, now the Avera is there. It creates a Malach and the Malach punishes. That's why the Einish is finite, because the Avera is finite. But, says the Gra, reward does not come from any Malach. Reward comes from Baruch Hashem himself, and therefore reward is infinite. This is the meaning. When it comes to the bracha, it's es ha-bracha. The bracha, es bala rabbis, there's a lot of bracha in this world. Why is that? Because all taiva comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, and therefore the bracha is infinite. As opposed to the klala. Klala doesn't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, so where does the klala come from? So let's take a look at this marsha. It's an amazing marsha. What? What does it say? So we're going to see in the marsha, what does it mean the Ribbono Shel Olam is Boirei Ra? It means as follows. He's not the Yotzer of the Ra. He's the Boirei of the Ra. The marsha says like this. V'ana chelki gamani. I'm going to offer my interpretation as well. Mehayadua ki hatoiv huba mimenu yisbaruch hu. Good comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where does bad come from? Avol hara eino yored min hashamayim. Evil does not descend from heaven. So where does evil come from? Avol avoinoi shel adam hu mesalek midas tuva yisbaruch baruch hu me'atzmoi. Evil doesn't come from Hashem. Evil creates a havdalah between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Once we're detached from God, then we have no source of taiva. And we're sort of doomed, that we've doomed ourselves. Ra does not come from Hashem, like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya. Ki avinoiseichem hivdilu beini leveinechem. Toiva comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ra does not come from Shemayim. It's avinoi shel adam is masalik. V'lezeh ha-toiv ha-bami menis baruch baruch hu behechlet. Now listen to this. If we were to put on our spiritual glasses, and we were to see what is emanating from God? Now let's say what's emanating good is, let's say, the color green. And let's say bad would be the color red. And we would put on our glasses and try to see what is emanating from God. Is it green? Is it red? Is it both? How much green? At what pace? If we would put on our glasses, we would see toiva, green, emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ceaselessly, nonstop, in tremendous capacity. All God offers His creations are only good. Lo yatsa mido tamigazer v'chazra. Good is constantly and unendingly and unceasingly emanating from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval hara inu ba b'hechlat. Even if God has to bring punishment, it's not absolute because it could change. Therefore, says the Marshal like this. You know what the difference here? You know why? You're allowed to light a candle, and if it burns, you're going to confirm that you're going to live. And yet, if you're walking on the road and a black cat passes your cross and you refrain, you're over alav. The answer is, you're not allowed to predict, but you're allowed to confirm. Meaning that we have the following principle. You know why we're going to live through the year? It's not because the candle's burning. We're going to live through the year because Ribbono Shel Olam's our Father and He's being native to us. And our symbol of having lighting the fire is not prediction. It's confirmation. It's confirmation. You're not allowed to say that if the candle burns, I'm going to live, and if the candle doesn't burn, I won't live. You're allowed to say if the candle burns, I'm going to live. You know why? Because when you light a candle, guess what happens to that candle? It always burns. Why wouldn't it burn? So you're allowed to do a simple act and say that I'm going to light the candle and the candle's going to burn and that will confirm that I will live. You know why? Because inherently I will live because the Ribbono Shel Olam is only Meitiv Libri Yosef. You're allowed to confirm Taiva, but you're not allowed to predict either good or bad. Once you don't have this principle, once you're doubtful, I don't know if I'm going to be successful. What do you mean? You're stuffing the chicken with kishka. What do you think's going to happen to this chicken? The chicken's going to become very fat. When was the last time you stuffed the chicken with kishka and the chicken didn't turn fat? So I'm allowed to say like this. I'm allowed to say, I'm going up for a business deal and I will be successful. And by me stuffing the chicken with kishka, that's merely confirming that I'm going to be successful. But if I say, and if the chicken is skinny, I won't be successful, that's divination. Says the Marsha, "V'lazeh hanoisin la'atzmai simin b'davar ma." If somebody gives himself a simin, "Latoiva, ein ze nichosh," it's not divination. "Ela simin toiv, sheyavoy loy mimeno yizbarach baruchu." "Avol hanoisin la'atzmai simin b'davar ma behepach ze v'laraloy." But if a person says, "I don't know if I'm going to be successful, I'm going to flip a coin. And if it's heads, I'm going to live. And if it's tails, I'm not. If it's heads, I'm going to come back. And if it's tails, I'm not. If it's heads, I'm going to be successful. If it's tails, I'm not." That's nichosh. But if a person says, "I'm going on a business deal. If it's heads or tails, I'll be successful. And if it lands on its side, all bets are off." Then you're allowed to do that. Because you're merely confirming, you're not predicting. Because you're allowed to assume, in this world, things will be good. The positive, the Mefarshim on the Chavos Havavos is right. That the foundation of bitachain. What's bitachain? I don't understand. I'm lying in bed at night. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. I'm worried. What's going to be tomorrow? No. The foundation of bitachain is derach Hashem lehetiv. God usually comes through. Things usually work out in this world. In fact, Rav Miller used to quote the Rambam, and I'm sorry I don't have it for you. If you mind, next week I'll try to give you the sheet. The Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim that the Rambam says most things in this world are good. I'll give you an example. For a person to wake up in the morning and not to have a splitting headache, how many things had to have gone correctly? Not hundreds. Not thousands, billions. If one cell in the body was off kilter, then a person would have a splitting headache. That means of all the organs and processes in the body, billions of them are going right for a person to wake up in the morning without a splitting headache. How many things have to go right not to have throbbing pain in one of your joints? Billions. How many things have to go right not to have throbbing pain in one of the millions of places in the body? So the answer is, most of the time when a person wakes up in the morning, they actually are able to get out of bed eventually without feeling tremendous pain. Which means that 99.999999% of the billions of processes are being fine-tuned perfectly. And even if, let's say, somebody does wake up with a splitting headache, but another billion things could have gone wrong. The majority, the vast majority of things in this world are latoiva. So you say, what? But now I'm a little bit older, and now I have a shtickle pain in one of my joints. Yeah, but for the last 60, 70 years, things were going smoothly. And even once a person does get some difficulties, the vast majority of things in their life have been good. And even right now, Rav Miller writes based on the Rambam, that there was never a person in this world, even experiencing the greatest difficulties, that the overwhelming vast majorities of their things in their life at that moment were not overwhelmingly latoiva. Nobody ever existed like that. Even Chas V'Shalom, even the people with the greatest tragedy, that's Derech Hashem Lehitiv. That's Es HaBracha. When it comes to Klala, it's V'ha Klala. When it comes to Bracha, it's Es HaBracha. Therefore, the Marsha continues. If a person is saying, well, I don't know, if the simon works out the way I want, then I'm going to take it as a good sign. And if the simon doesn't work out the way I want, I'm going to take it as a bad sign. That you're now doing, that's nichosh. However, a person is allowed to take a simple act, which is usually works out. Most of the time when you light a candle indoors, it burns. Why in the world wouldn't it burn? Most of the time when you stuff a chicken with potato kugel, it's going to become fat. Most of the time when you look at your hand, you're going to have a shadow of a shadow. So you're allowed to say, if I have a shadow of a shadow, it's like saying, if I flick on the light switch and the light goes on, I'm going to have a good day. You're allowed to say that. You know why? Because you're going to have a good day anyway. He's confirming why. I'll give you an example. There's a concept that when Ma'isav is similar to Banim. So the Ramban says in the beginning of Lech Lecha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyah that Bavel will drown. So take a stone, throw it into the sea. Kacha tishka Bavel. What do you mean? If God says Bavel's going to drown, it's going to drown. So there's a concept that when you do a Maisa, the Maisa brings, and concretizes, and allows to materialize the Gezerah Min HaShemayim. What do you mean? But God said it's going to happen. I need to make God's decree come to fruition. There's such a concept that the decree of God is up in the Shamayim. It's very tenuous and nebulous. So to allow it to materialize down here in this world, when you do a Maisa, it allows it to come to fruition. So the same thing. In Shamayim, the green waves are coming down to this world that you're going to have a good day and you're going to do well in business and you're going to be healthy and you're going to have good children, everything that you hope for. It's coming down. We just need confirmation. Says the Marsha, Ela Dehachi Kamar. Loi Dehainu De'inachanami Loi Mashach Nahira Loi Yadei Masik Shasi Loi Ukilu Loi Asa Klum. Meaning as follows. Hayman Deboi Lameida. If a person wants to know Imasik Shasi Loi, he doesn't mean that if the candle doesn't burn, he won't live out the year. What he means to say, if the candle doesn't burn, he doesn't have confirmation that he'll live out the year. Meaning if a person says, if the black cat passes my path, I'm going to be unsuccessful, that's nichosh. If a person says, the black cat passes my path, then I don't have confirmation that I will be successful, that is permitted, says the Marsha. In other words, if a person says, if my siman does not come to fruition, then I have no confirmation. It's as if I didn't do anything, then you're not, then that is permitted. The zesh and noisin similar toiva deshari shehu davar haba mimenu yizbarach behechlet, because goodness comes anyway, and therefore the Gemara doesn't say aval loy ka'amar iloy mashach nahare loy masik shasa deze have a nichosh. Because it could be, if the candle doesn't burn, you'll still live out the year. Evil never comes from God. God doesn't punish, God doesn't bring choili, God doesn't bring any difficulties. All difficulties are through a person's chatam, create a havdola, beinoy leben yisbarach. And they could change. Since all difficulties come from a havdalah between us and Hashem, if we remove the havdalah, so then the challenge could be removed. Let's say the guy wants to know if he'll be successful. He knows he's going to be successful. The iloy meaning if the chicken doesn't get fat, then I don't have confirmation. I could be a mitzvah anyway. Okay. You know, we come to this period of the year, the Shiva de Nechemta. We have, we see this very apparent. We have how many weeks of Puranias? We have 3 weeks of Puranias, right? We have Deshach, Divrei Yirmiya, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Chazon Yeshaya. But when it comes to Nechemta, we have the Achronim say Noya Arkish, Nachamu, Batomer Tzion, Ania Sayara, Anoichi, Rani, Kumi Oiri. We have 7 weeks of Nechama and 3 weeks of Paranias. What does that indicate? That when it comes to Paranias, you have more than double the Nechama than you have of the Paranias. I saw an amazing thing in the Sefer HaToidah. You know how many psukim, if you add up all the psukim of the Shiva de Nechemta, you have 144 psukim. What's the significance of 144? If you count up all the psukim of Toichacha in the Torah, in the Chukaisai, in Kisavai, in Hazinu, and Nitzavim, you have 143 psukim of Toichacha. What does that show? Says the Sefer Torah. First of all, that shows that all the nechama is to console for the rebuke. But you have one more. Why do you have one more? To indicate the toiva is always better than the paranias. The good always outweighs the evil. There's always more toiva in this world. There's more bracha in this world than there is paranias. It's also a very important idea. You know, you would have expected, there's this concept, and you think about it, we know La'asalavai Tisha B'Av is going to be a Yom Tov, right? So you have Tisha B'Av will be on the 9th, the 10th, 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th. How many days of Yom Tov is Tisha B'Av going to be? It's going to be a 7-day Yom Tov, like any other Yom Tov, like Pesach and Shavuos. So Tu B'Av is going to be like Shvi Shel Tisha B'Av, Reb Tzadok HaKohen says. Tu B'Av will be... So here, Tisha B'Av, it's a time of Nechama, ultimately. And we have all this Nechama going into the month of Av. Do you ever think about the fact that how much Nechama do we actually need? I understand the week after Tisha B'Av, 2 weeks after Tisha B'Av, maybe until we send our kids back to school and they're still home, we need Nechama. But now Elul starts. Now Elul starts. Guess what we're going to be reading this week? Actually, this week is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So there's an interesting machloikis, achronim. What haftarah do we read this week? Because we've said that there's a concept that the Shiva and Nechemta are the most important haftarahs of the year. Because all the other haftarahs are not legislated. You can lay in any week, any navi you want. But the Shiva and Nechemta, Tosfos and Megillah says, comes from the Psikta, which is a medrash. So there's a machloikis. But this week is Rosh Chodesh. So you would have thought the Shiva and Nechemta trump Rosh Chodesh because Shiva and Nechemta are the most important haftarahs of the year. And some Achorinim say that. But we paskin, no, this week we lay in Hashamayim Kisi. Why? So the Taz says, because we could kill two birds with one stone. First of all, we get Rosh Chodesh, and Hashamayim Kisi has Nechamas Yushalayim in it. We say, Ke'ish asher imoy tenachamenu, keno noichi menachemchem uvishraim tenuchamu. And we say, Sisi, Ita, Masois, Kol HaMisablim Aleha, right? This week's Haftarah also has the Nechama of Yerushalayim. So we have Rosh Chodesh, and we have the Nechama of Yerushalayim in it. But think about it. So in this week, we're going to lay in Nechama. And Shoiftim, we're going to lay in Nechama. And Kiseitze, we're going to lay in Nechama. And Kisavim, we're going to lay in Nechama. And it's going to be Nitzavim. It's going to be Erev Rosh Hashanah. And you would have expected, what should we lay in Erev Rosh Hashanah, something relevant to Rosh Hashanah? No! We're still being in Misnachim for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's a very important idea, apparently, that for a person to be able to do tshuva, so long as a person feels beat down and knocked down from the Oynish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's almost impossible to lift yourself up and repent. Because think about it. Why did Hashem punish us? He's trying to get us to do tshuva. So you would have expected we should go from Tisha B'Av to tshuva. No, you can't do it. You have to go Tisha B'Av, Nechama, and only then tshuva. There's a pasuk. We say it all the time, but let's think about it for a moment. Ki imcha hasalicha leman tivarei. You forgive us so that we could fear you. Does that make sense? Ki imcha haslicha. With you is atonement. Why? Leman tivarei, so that we could fear you. Isn't it just the opposite? Wouldn't you have expected? Ki imcha. If God would not forgive us, then we would certainly be more afraid of Him. Imagine if there was no forgiveness and no atonement. It should say, despite the fact that you forgive us, we were still afraid of you. No. Because you forgive us, therefore we could fear you. So the Rishonim say, the Sefer Ikrim writes, that had God not forgiven us, we would not be able to fear Him. We would be so bogged down, we would be so oisgeschmettered. Psychologically, the feelings of fear and dread and impending punishment would be so overwhelming, the only way to deal with it would have to be cognitive dissonance. We would have to block it out of our heads. We would not be able even to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What allows us to believe in Hashem is Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. You forgive us, so now we're able to forgive you. We're able to fear you. apparently, in order to go through the Rosh Hashanah Zman, and in order to go through the Yom Naram Zman, it is critical that a person is makir, the Es HaBracha, that the majority of this world is Taiva. And despite the fact we have 3 weeks of punishment, we need to have 7 weeks of consolation. And despite the fact that there are 143 psukim of Churban, we need 144 psukim of Nechama. That for a person to be able to repent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be Ki Imcha Aslicha. We have to feel the Chesed of Hashem. We have to feel the Nechama of Hashem. And then and only then are we able to do tshuva. And amazingly, if you look in the Sefer Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yoina, how does the Sefer Shari Tshuva begin? How does Rabbeinu Yoina begin his Sefer? He says, Min ha-toivais, from among the benefits and the kindnesses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Klal Yisrael, was he gave us the opportunity to do tshuva. That's the first principle enunciated in the Shari Tshuva. As if to say that the first step to tshuva is to realize there's not something you have to do. There's not something Rosh Hashanah is forcing you to do. It's an opportunity. It's a gift. It's a hatava. It's a chesed. And if we take advantage of recognizing that in this world it's es hatoiva, the majority of things are good. The toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is b'shefa. The toiva Hashem gives us is b'hechlet. Even though you're not allowed to be menachesh, you're allowed to make a simen, because making a simen is not prediction, it's merely confirmation. Says the Marsha, no evil emanates from God. Only Toiva, the Hechled, emanates from God. And I'll add one more thing. You know, the Chavetz Chaim writes, in the episode of the Meraglim, so the Meraglim come into Eretz Yisrael, and they see these big bad people, and they're like, you know, 100 feet tall. And they know that even nuclear missiles won't be able to knock down these giants. And they say, Ribbono Shel Olam, what's going on over here? We'll never be able to get in. B'derech HaTeva, there's no way in. Meaning, what were the Meraglim saying? Meraglim were saying, I understand, Ribbono Shel Olam, that you have the capability of defeating these giants. But in order for us to be Zoicha, for you to do a miracle for us, we have to be on a very, very high level. Maybe we won't be on such a high level. What words does Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Meraglim? Ach, Bashem, Al, Timroidu. These four words, Ach, Bashem, Al, Timroidu, are the Yisoy that we're learning today. There was a very basic machlokes between the Meraglim and Moshe. You know what the Meraglim said? Of course God could do anything. God has the capability to do anything. But He'll only do it if we're tzaddikim gemurim, if we're absolutely righteous. Otherwise, we're not authorized to trust in Him, because maybe we don't deserve God to perform these great miracles for us. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, you're making a big mistake. God gives tremendous taiva. God is always bestowing goodness. God, His default mode is only shefa taiva. All you need to do is al timroidu, just don't rebel. Meaning, very often the Yitzhara comes to a person and say, how could you trust in God that things will be good? You're not a tzaddik gomor. So what do you say back? No, I am a tzaddik gomor? No. You say, you're right, I'm not a tzaddik gomor. But so long as I'm not a moired, I have the right to be boiteach in Hashem, that hakol yeh l'toiva. Ach b'Hashem al timroidu. This is the Yisoid of the Marsha. What emanates from God is Rak Toiva Behechlet. All the Ra, and yes, Ribbono Shel Olam created the Ra, but it doesn't come from Him. He allows it to get you when you are Mavdil between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, mi pi elyon lo seitzei harois. It doesn't come directly from God. And therefore, this is a very important Yisoid as we enter the Yom Naram, that we have the right to be Boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that things will be good for us. And of course, it's still, we're fearful of the Yimei Hadin, because nobody could say that they're Zakai Be'inei Hashem. But the Yetzirah wants us to feel uncomfortable and uneasy in the sense that we feel far from Hashem. But a person should feel that he is being Choyzer La'avinu Shebashamayim, and whatever simanim we do are merely confirmation that the Ribbono Shel Olam will do as He always does, and that is He will provide for us and take care of us, Mirtz Hashem, for a happy good year for Lanu L'chol Yisrael. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.